President Donald Trump has signed an executive order renaming the Gulf of Mexico Gulf of America, and Florida is lockstep with the new president, becoming the first state to use the new name in an official winter weather advisory of a system moving through the Gulf of America, expected to bring snow, sleet, and freezing rain across the state. Here's a look at the official executive order from Florida State Governor Ron DeSantis, saying an area of low pressure moving across the Gulf of America, interacting with Arctic air, will bring widespread impactful winter weather to North Florida. On Monday, Trump signed an executive order titled Restoring Names That Honor American Greatness. It says in part, the area formerly known as the Gulf of Mexico has long been an integral asset to our once burgeoning nation and has remained an indelible part of America. The Gulf was a crucial artery for America's early trade and global commerce. It is the largest gulf in the world, and the United States coastline along this remarkable body of water spans over 1,700 miles and contains nearly 160 million acres. Before his inauguration, Trump teased that the name change was coming, saying Gulf of America had a beautiful ring to it. It's been referred to as the Gulf of Mexico since 1672, according to the Library of Congress. Mexico's President Claudia Sheinbaum saying Trump can call the Gulf whatever he wants to on his side of the body of water. While Trump has the authority to rename the Gulf here in the U.S., changing things like official government usage of the word in government databases, it doesn't mean other countries are required to adopt it. There's a global body called the International Hydrographic Organization in charge of assigning names to the world's seas, oceans, and navigable waters. That organization has not offered media comment since Trump's executive order.